Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Much of the attention during the COVID-19 pandemic has been focused on American cities like New York, Detroit, and Houston. In South Dakota, the largest virus cluster has been in the state's largest city, Sioux Falls. But South Dakota's small towns are also feeling the crushing economic impact of the pandemic, along with health concerns and increased isolation in areas of the state that are already fairly isolated. Bart Fancook joins us today. He's content director and an investigative reporter with South Dakota Newswatch. And he's with us to talk about a new series you can find at sdnewswatch.org. It's called Small Towns, Big Challenges, and it's supported by Facebook's COVID-19 Local News Relief Fund grant program. Bart Fancook, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having me.
You know, I mentioned the grant program, but to tell us a little bit for people who don't know about South Dakota Newswatch and the other people across the state who support the work that you're doing as well.
Well, my regular explanation to people when I call them is that South Dakota Newswatch is a nonprofit, nonpartisan, online public service journalism group. We do stories of statewide interest, publish those on our website and social media, and then make that material free to all other traditional media for use at no cost.
All right, so let's talk about this program. All right, let's talk about how small towns were already hurting before this pandemic hit. So tell us a little bit about this investigation to get us started. And what were you finding out was happening, you know, before January in small town South Dakota?
Yeah, well, one of our goals at Newswatch is to cover stories that aren't being covered much by the traditional media. And they've done a great job of covering their individual communities and how COVID-19 has impacted them. And we wanted to look at places that maybe haven't been covered much. So we went back and looked, and I think it's no secret or surprise that data confirm that small towns are suffering from a slow decline in population and economic activity. And we found that to be true, that when you look at the data, there's a downward trend in many areas, and some towns are actually at risk of major slowdowns or maybe even drying up someday. So other than tourist destinations, some reservation towns and a few suburbs and bedroom towns, most small towns are feeling that. The populations there are aging. Fewer and fewer young people are staying in their hometowns or returning after college. For some young adults and families, the rural lifestyle and the everyone knows everyone vibe, along with a lack of healthcare options, dining and entertainment, it's made small town life less appealing. And for some, you know, the trappings of big city life can call them away and keep them away. But we also found something interesting in our reporting. Excuse me. Even for young people who want to stay or return to small towns where they grew up after college, it's getting much harder for them to do that. A dramatic shortage of quality housing and, more than anything, a lack of good paying jobs are really keeping them away. And finally, above it all, Lori, hovers the changes in agricultural production and economics that have hurt the stability and viability of small towns and really changed the way family farms operate. Farms have gotten much bigger in general. Mass consolidation of land and concentrating of livestock operations, that's led to fewer opportunities for children of farmers to stay on the farm or ranch. And those who want to break in need substantial resources. And beyond that, farmers and ranchers have continued to see low prices for their products. And that's caused a generalized slowdown in the ag economy that drives much of the small town economy in South Dakota.
What are we learning about how the pandemic and sort of the economic impacts of that, and clearly there's a healthcare impact. You mentioned elderly populations. We know how much they can be affected by COVID-19. As you went around the state with reporting and made those phone calls and made those visits, what were you finding about what was happening to some of these business owners and people in the small town economy?
Yeah, for sure. We haven't seen major outbreaks of infections in small towns. And in fact, when you look at the outbreak map, you can see areas of northwestern part of the state and the northeastern and counties where there hasn't even been a single case identified. And but other than the hardware stores, grocery stores, and a few other essential retailers, many Main Street businesses in small town South Dakota have been hurt, and some big industries too have been slowed. Ethanol plants, livestock producers have really been stung. Beyond that, unemployment's risen. Job openings that were already scarce have become fewer. Meanwhile, you know, healthcare, a major player in the viability and stability of small towns. They suffered, providers suffered major revenue hits. Horizon Health, a real common small town provider across South Dakota, 50% revenue losses in March and April. You know, as patients stayed home and billable procedures and tests were canceled, those providers do say that things are returning mostly to normal, and they don't expect closures of hospitals or clinics, though some hiring and some hoped for expansion of procedures or medical opportunities or options has been cut back. And, you know, and this is, I think, a big heart and soul of the story is that we found some real silver linings in that COVID-19 has it's created some new opportunities for renewal of small towns. And there's a lot of excitement and optimism there. You know, other from either urbanites who are seeking now a safer, more peaceful lifestyle and good schools, low housing costs if they can find housing. You know, some of them are fleeing cities and moving back to small towns after seeing the major outbreaks in densely populated areas. Also, the expansion of employees who are now able to work remotely. Almost many of us have learned how to use Zoom. It's very convenient and easy, and that has allowed for virtual meeting options. And as we've all, including you and I, worked remotely, you learn how to do it, and it's become more effective. And I think employers are going to see the benefits of allowing people to work from homes, and that's going to allow people to stay in small towns more than they would have in the past. And finally, young people who have, you know, may have a new desire to remain close to family and the comforts of their hometowns, and the changes in higher education that are going to occur this fall with some classes being online, the fears of the risks of catching COVID-19, that might keep more young people to take a year off, and that could lead to them, you know, meeting their spouse, marrying, starting a family. So all those things are really kind of silver linings for the future of small towns coming out of COVID-19.
Yeah, I'm fascinated in this idea of how many students might take a gap year who've already been in college or are just graduated from high school, and what we'll find out in the years ahead of how that impacted their careers and our communities. There was a, you know, in the beginning of this pandemic, we had a lot of people from bigger cities sort of driving to small towns when there were supply shortages of things like meat or toilet paper. And then we also in our reporting covered this idea of, you know, local lockers and local butchers. And as the Smithfield closure caused that disruption, how many people were seeking out local services and smaller options for diversification of that supply chain. Did you find in your reporting some opportunities there, some pressures? How about those small town service providers? Did they see that people were less likely to drive into the city to get their, you know, their weekly groceries, for example?
Yeah, and that's sort of a mixed bag. And I would say that it's that's a real crystal ball issue at this point, and there's a lot of hope there. You know, we had a panel discussion last week, and you know, a lot of optimism among the experts from around the state who are either living this right now or looking at it, you know, from the 30,000 foot view, and they did see that. They did see that people would, you know, the stocking up and the desire to not have daily trips into town or that has led to, you know, some actual sales tax increases. The town of Lemon in the far northwest corner of the state had a dramatic 150% increase in their sales tax revenues, sales tax collections. And that's a sign of people spending more. So there's definitely been this sort of counterintuitive spike in spending that the small towns are seeing and trying to take advantage of. And I will say that also, you know, you don't see a lot of mask wearing and out in the rural areas, but, you know, convenience stores do have plexiglass shields up. And I think people were, I don't want to overstate it. I would say there's minimal fear of the virus. But I do think that, you know, they took it seriously and they certainly saw what can happen if it did come there. Then that's one of the sort of concerns looking forward is what if this does land in one of these small towns? The healthcare piece we did really showed how your access to healthcare, and this is makes sense. The more remote you live or the more disastrous or the higher level of emergency care you need, the longer you're going to have to travel. The plus side there is South Dakota small towns do have very strong ambulance services and long range ability to use helicopters and ambulances to get people there. But one thing I found about the healthcare element that I thought was interesting is that people in rural South Dakota and small town South Dakota, they have an understanding that, well, if I live here, you know, I'm not going to have a 24/7 urgent care facility or an emergency room. And so that can make them tougher. It can also delay their desire or willingness to go in for checkups, and that does sometimes lead to things like skin cancer, slow developing illnesses that are able to take off. But to answer your question, I think it's a mixed bag, and it's part of the fun and the excitement about covering an issue like this that has so many different angles to it.
Yeah. In our remaining minute or so, Bart, let's talk about this notion of isolation, because we saw that in the big cities of people, you know, being isolated. And one of the benefits of being in a small town or in a rural area is that you're kind of already isolated. But as we saw schools close and sporting events and state basketball canceled and, you know, local parades and fairs and some of those gathering times in the summer, what are some of the ways that that is impacting, you know, an increased sense of isolation and the removal of some of those really standard ways that rural people gather?
That's there. You know, there are bumper stickers or memes, I should say, that, you know, farmers and ranchers have been social distancing for generations. They've been experts at it. And that is true. The pandemic hit during calving and lambing season. That was a bonus because people are spending a lot of time on their farms and ranches and not milling about. Bars and restaurants were closed. You're serving, curbside only. And so they're definitely those things played into, the few number of cases. And I would just say that I was really moved by some of the people we met, a lot of optimism and a real lot of hard work. Diane Inch is this New York State native who incredibly decided to move to Fort Thompson, South Dakota, by essentially throwing a dart at the map. She's raised her kids there in that reservation town, and now she works as a physician assistant in Martin, 180 miles away, and she spends four nights a week sleeping in an apartment attached to the clinic there in order to serve that mostly Native population. So those stories are out there, and I was really heartened by that, and there's a lot of strength. I'm way more optimistic after doing this reporting about the future of small towns in South Dakota and the people who live there than after just having studied the data. So I think there's a lot of hope moving forward.
Yeah. Bart Fancook with South Dakota News Watch. You can find Small Towns, Big Challenges at sdnewswatch.org. Thanks, Bart. We appreciate your time.
You bet, Lori. Have a good day.